Good evening. It's good to be here. I'm excited to be here. I hope that you are. And as I was thinking about devotional for tonight, I was thinking about the excitement, why we're excited, and how much excitement and joy children bring to us. And that's not a secret, because every time there's a baby born, and the first Sunday morning at church, that's a big deal to get to hold this new baby. And it's just, and it's exciting. And those of us who have been blessed to have children, it's one of the greatest blessings that we have. God has allowed us to have children. And I think that would probably be true for almost everybody here. I hope so. I know that I get around people in the world who I don't think have that opinion. I think their opinion of children is that they're a bother, and that now they have to buy them Christmas gifts and pay for their college and things like that. And we see a lot of selfishness in that attitude. And then I was thinking about, in Jesus' time, how much joy Jesus brought. He was a child of promise, and there was excitement and what he brought. And then I was thinking also about the sadness that he brought because of the children that were killed and the turmoil around that time. So as I thought about some of the sad things, here's just a couple of numbers that you don't think about every day. In the world today, there are approximately 385,000 children born daily. That's in the whole world, which ends up being 140 million a year. That's a lot of children born. So now, the other side of that, in the United States, since 1963, there have been approximately 63 million babies aborted. So there's some sadness there. In 2023 alone, there was over 1 million abortions in the United States. So there's some sadness that goes along with the joy. So I'm going to read some verses, and I want to go through a couple things that the blessings that children bring to us and the blessing that Jesus brought to us. So as I already mentioned, Jesus was the child of promise, and we know that through the scripture he was many times talked about and prophesied about. And just one verse, Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And there's many other verses of prophecy about Jesus. Children also bring us hope. And when you look into the face of children, it's an encouragement that there's a future, and that this is, you know, we have children, our own children. There is carrying on of maybe your name, your last name, or there's just hope there. Jesus brought hope to a lot of people. When I was thinking about Simeon there, it says in Luke 2:25 that, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation.'" There was hope in that. Hope for himself, hope for a nation. Along with that, in Luke chapter 1, these are all verses we know pretty well. Luke chapter 1, verse 46, children bring rejoicing. And we already mentioned that. In verse 46, this is after Elizabeth and Mary had a conversation, and Elizabeth's baby jumped in the womb, and there was excitement and happiness. And Mary says, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in the God of my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Is rejoicing there. Jesus himself talked about the children and their humility and innocence. Matthew 18, Children remind us of humility and innocence. A crime against a child is often much more serious than a crime against an adult. And this is the reason. It came to pass that when the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Back into Luke 2, which is really close to the other ones I mentioned, is excitement. And children often are excited over the littlest things. It can be something as small as a ladybug that children get excited about. And if you have children, there's often a lot of excitement over things that me as parents maybe don't think are as maybe real exciting. We've had maybe some animals and things in our house that wouldn't have excited my wife as much as the children. But to them it's exciting. But they bring excitement and they bring energy. And see, when you walk into a church that doesn't have any children, there's just a lack of energy. We have plenty of children here, and that's great. They bring us excitement. Luke 2, verse 10, Jesus himself brought excitement. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Most of those verses we read many times around Christmas. And it's exciting also as parents to see our children grow, see them doing things for the first time, first steps, the first car, or whatever it might be, see them growing. Their first child. We're going to enter into that. It's going to be new for us to be grandparents here in a couple of months, and that's exciting. There's one other thing that that children bring to us that I didn't find a scripture verse for, and I was thinking about this because of a conversation with a guy at work. This man was a very wealthy man. He worked at the hospital for a lot of years. He was an administrator of something, and I had learned to know him through making deliveries to this building. And I had a few children, and he didn't have any children. And he told me that the reason that they didn't have children is because they didn't think they had enough love to divide among their children. And I thought that was strange. I didn't think much about it till later. But if that was true, and if that was true of God to us, we would have a problem. The thing with love is it doesn't divide. Love just multiplies. So if you have one child or you have 10 children, there's... it doesn't matter. You don't have to divide it up. It's not like a pie where you have to cut it in smaller pieces. It can multiply. So children bring us the chance for our love to multiply. So once again, we welcome everyone here. We're going to listen to the children sing for a while. We're going to have some congregational singing. And I'm going to give a chance for the visitors here. If you want to pick a Christmas song on the back, you may do that. And you may pick any song out of the books, and I will lead it if I know it. So I'm going to give the visitors first chance at that. And that will be partway through the service. So this time we're going to bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Yeah. City for mighty dread,
and
wrapped in swaddling bands.
Of God, the at your baby boy, will soon they rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Is the great I Am.
Does anybody have a selection? In the Brethren Hymnal. 117.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given. Here's now a child of our children, in all the hosts of heaven. Here's now the tribes of earth obey, in all the hosts of heaven. His name shall be done, His love is forevermore adored. The
beautiful star of heaven, shine on.
Stay standing for another one.
22.
In the green. 22. Okay. 22.
Thank you.
I did want to mention that the next songs by the younger children, one before, I believe, were originally started out the year with Chris Miller. And for those of you who don't know, Chris was our first grade teacher, and she now has pancreatic cancer and has been going for treatments, so she's not here. So I did want to say that she would have been here. I'm sure she would love to be here. You can remember to pray for her. Thank you.
Thank you. If you're here tonight and you've been blessed, could I hear a hearty amen?
Amen.
Amen. Children, you've done well, from the smallest to the oldest. They've done well. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for your support. The school board appreciates working with the parents and the staff. We've been working well together. So we crave an interest in your prayer. It's a blessing for us to have a place where we can send our students to school. And so we thank you for your support. Let us bow our heads for closing prayer.
Go tell it, go tell about it, go.